everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street,
home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, everything to do with how to style your St. Patrick's Day at Disney World this year.
Yes, everything from what to wear, where to go, and what to eat for St. Patrick's Day at Walt Disney World. And yes, Walt Disney World does become Irish too, so...
Yes, now not to worry if you're not there on exactly St. Patrick's Day. Most of these celebrations will be running for the entire month of March.
Yes, so the actual St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. And if you are there on that day, we'll get into this in a minute, there are, you know, that is the day to be there. But when it comes to the food and drink in particular, and even if you want to style your St. Patty's Day vacation in and around that day... If you're there on that day, for sure, there are a couple of key places to be. But otherwise, you can still celebrate the spirit of it, and they're going to feed you and serve you drinks of St. Patrick's Day themed almost for the entire month. So let's dive right in. Our top picks for St. Patrick's Day food. Now, first of all, there is a ton of food across all of Walt Disney World, and it's mostly sweets and drinks, although there are some dishes. One top pick, though.
I would say, personally, my favorite falls at Gasparilla Island Grill at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort, and this is a Irish cream cheesecake, which is extremely photo-worthy, as it has the Grand Floridian's trademark logo on top, and it is also a delicious Bailey's Irish cream cheesecake with chantilly cream and gold coins, which are edible, of course.
Yeah, it's hard to, they look like almost like M&Ms, but they're gold. And really, this is a pot of gold. So it's an Irish cream, non-alcoholic, I'm assuming, because otherwise they would have said alcoholic. So Irish cream flavored Bailey's cheesecake in a sort of pot of gold look with the Grand Floridian logo in green and gold on top, and then all scattered around it are these gold
Very
coins.
Instagram worthy.
Absolutely a must-do item. I mean, we're staying at the Grand Floridian, as always, so it's going to be easy access. But
yes, if you need more photos of you and your food, this is a great one to throw up there.
Yeah, so this is the true pot of gold you can have for your Disney St. Patrick's Day Disney style. Now, there are also lots of other treats at lots of other places, including the value resorts all the way up to the deluxe resorts, a couple we want to highlight.
Yes, you can find some more delicious treats at Beaches and Cream. Shamrock Shake, anyone?
Yes, you don't have to rely on McDonald's for your Shamrock Shake this year. You can head to Beaches and Cream and grab one of those.
Yeah, I wonder, side-by-side comparison. Can McDonald's keep up? We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but it would be interesting.
Yes.
Because I'm not driving. Although there is a McDonald's on property.
That's what I'm saying. You just grab McDonald's, head back to the resort, grab two Shamrock Shakes back to back.
All right. We'll see if we can do it.
Yes. And you can't forget about the Roaring Fork, where you can also find some more Disney Hotel delicious treats.
Yeah, at Wilderness Lodge, Roaring Fork. Another, we're not going to go through every item right now, but that is another great spot. If you're at Wilderness Lodge, be sure to check out Roaring Fork because they have a number of great items as well.
If you're out that way, don't be afraid to try your own quick service. They've got something up their sleeve this year.
But really, the go-to spot for St. Patrick's Day dining is Disney Springs. This is the all-in-one spot for everything to do with specialty food and drink. I would start at Amaret's Patisserie. Also the Ganacherie, Ghirardelli, I mean, you're getting the hint. All the top sweet places have some unforgettable and really, really cool looking art, really, sort of St. Patrick's Day artistic desserts.
If there was ever a place to experience St. Patrick's Day at Walt Disney World, it would definitely be Disney Springs.
And before we get into the style side of it, I just want to say, there are cocktails too, and usually it's Jameson, an Irish whiskey that's in these. So if you go to, again, Disney Springs, if City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, definitely check that out. They have a St. Patrick's Day cocktail there. And for some more food-ish items that aren't necessarily desserts, there are Deluxe Burger, also has a Shamrock Shake. So we would have to do a three trial.
What is a Shamrock Shake?
What? Oh yeah, you might not even know.
They have them at McDonald's. I've just never tried one.
Well, here we go. We are definitely going to make this Amelia's introduction to Shamrock Shakes Disney style. All right. Now, if you want to celebrate, it's not just Disney Springs, right? But you can tell from the food offerings, Disney Springs is party central when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, especially on that day. There's food, Lots of fun things happening, decorations, all sorts of festivities. So if you really want to get into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day and not even pay for a park for that matter, head to Disney Springs. So from everything from green beer, and you can walk around and have your cocktails as well at Disney Springs, where everybody wants to be is Raglan Road at Disney Springs on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and when we say everyone, we mean everyone.
So just bear in mind, this is Disney World, as you would expect. It is very popular.
There are borderline Gideon's level lines at Raglan Road on St. Patrick's Day.
So if you don't have a reservation, you're probably not getting inside. But they do have a bunch of outdoor, and I think they extend that patio. Looked like that to me last year.
They know their demands.
Yeah. So there are lineups for those too, right? If you want to get into the real ambiance, that is an Irish pub. So Raglan Road on St. Patrick's Day is party central, the epicenter at Walt Disney World. You can get in there into the outdoor patios. Hopefully it's a nice day. It was last year. If you go early, and I mean early afternoon, almost late lunch type thing, or even before that if you want to start your Irish beer early. So just bear that in mind. But it's not the only game in town.
Yes, not to worry. Disney parks still have plenty of St. Patrick's Day celebrations going on if you can't bear to lose a park day. I would say the two main ones are found within a sort of close proximity to each other. Starting off with Hollywood Studios, they've got some interesting festivities that are more than just food.
Yeah, and it starts right outside the gate. I mean, if you remember those Disney bucks from the days gone by, Disney dollars, old timers will remember these. They were almost like traveler's checks. You could buy money with money so that you spent these Disney dollars.
Basically a dining plan, but for everything.
Yeah. So they had this sort of hilarious comedian outside Hollywood Studios sometimes on St. Patrick's Day with a little setup and a microphone, and he sort of roasts guests coming in. But he was giving out these, reminded me of those Disney dollars. So fake money that you couldn't spend, but really good souvenir for free.
Make sure to let your kids know this money is not real and cannot be spent later on.
Yes, and you will find people dressed up inside Hollywood Studios for St. Patrick's Day, but that's not the only part.
But some children may be disappointed. But not to worry. How do we combat this? We shove delicious treats down their throat. And there is still no better place to find some food in Disney parks than Epcot.
And Epcot on St. Patrick's Day, pretty good. I still prefer Hollywood Studios personally, but Epcot is particularly around the UK Pavilion.
Going to head to the UK Pavilion.
No, I am not. I'm going to stick with the Hollywood Studios. I mean, I'm going to head there, but not on St. Patrick's Day. Right. I prefer to do Disney Springs and Hollywood. That's my preference. But hey, if you're going to be at Epcot, that is the party central location there. Now, what to wear? There is no... Well, Ireland is part of the UK.
Well...
So to sort of.
Well.
At Epcot it is, at least.
That's a good point.
That's where you're going to find Irish stuff you can buy. Now, what are you going to wear for St. Patrick's Day at Walt Disney World?
Well,
you can get into the spirit, and people do, including us, to a degree.
I personally would say I see a lot of green. I think it's very easy to throw a bit of green into your outfit, whether you're wearing, you know, neon green bicycle shorts or a pale green dress or something, anything.
Yeah, like a Eagles jersey, for example. That would be my green.
Sure, you can wear the jersey of a team that lost the Super Bowl last year. That's fine.
Yes, well, contentious play.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
I like seeing a lot of little kids have glitter all over them. I think that's really cute. Even sometimes like bows are really on trend right now if you're on that side of Instagram, so a green little hair bow.
Oh, I thought you meant boas.
No.
You mean actual like Minnie Mouse bows.
Like ribbons like that you tie in your hair.
Right, right.
I think it would be a nice touch. At Disney, I'm sure Disney has plenty of St. Patrick's Day ears that you could throw on to your ensemble. Personally, I always like to go with understated like greenish dress or romper or something in that route.
You know what a lot of people do, and we've done this too, is head to the dollar store before you go.
Yeah.
And you know, those light up necklaces or little shamrocks or earrings or, you know, just cheap tchotchke stuff. That's fun to wear on that day. Little hats, all those sorts of things. You guys have pinned like little tiny leprechaun hats.
I like green hair bows, but to each their own.
But it is an Irish party, Disney style, so you will see all sorts of accessories walking around Disney Springs and the hotels and everywhere else, especially right on the
day. Yes, a favorite of many is a glass of beer.
Same goes for Hollywood Studios and Epcot to a lesser degree. So don't be afraid to show your Irish or Irish for a day spirit with a little accessorizing of your outfit.
I think it's fun.
Or go all out. You won't be embarrassed is my point.
I think most people definitely have some green in their closet. And I think it's definitely fun to try to, you know, pull it out for St. Patrick's Day. I understand not every day has to be like a whole big outfit ensemble, even if that's what I personally do. But I think showing some green on St. Patrick's Day, a great way to fit in. Although, if you want to find your kids, maybe go neon a different color. You'll stand out on St. Patrick's Day.
Now, when we're talking about Epcot, and we talked about it last week, it is still Flower and Garden Festival at the same time, which runs much longer. So,
is it
possible to do a duo outfit?
Well, I go with the foliage pattern, personally. I'll go with,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that could work.
Like, I have a romper that has, like, palm leaves on it, or different sort of, like,
Are you
pattern.
Bringing that this year?
I bring it every year.
Okay. For your flower and garden ensemble?
Well, we'll see. But I usually try to sport that on St. Patrick's Day. And if we do head to Epcot, it's a dual-edged sword, I think, personally. And it's on theme with Florida. See, I'm a triple threat when it comes to outfits. And speaking of, there's lots of different ways that you can style the Flower and Garden Festival. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, based on flower and garden. There's lots of other different aspects of it, matching the colors to the different flowers that they have there. I find really nice because then you can take a photo, you can match your nails to your outfit. There's lots to do. Personally, I like color scheming. Like I'll match a nail or a hair accessory or something to my outfit, which you can also do for St. Patrick's Day, you know, pop a color in there.
Yeah,
there's lots of options to tie in a cohesive look together.
The green will work. I do have a great photo I'm going to try to post this week of you sort of with that floral hair, whatever it is. It's a clip or something.
Yeah.
It looked great and people commented on it. So, you know, it's fun to style. You don't have to go overboard is the point, right?
I don't know how many of you guys have green shoes, but the sandwich method is always popular. Personally, I go white shoe, white accessory, green outfit, but... If you wanted to sandwich with some green shoes, that's also an option. Maybe your little ones have green sneakers. You want to dress them up all cute.
Or if you want to be a real flower, you could have your dark shoes, brown or black. That's the dirt. And then your green stem. And then you can have a yellow hat or something. Right? I mean,
it's a bit more out there, but definitely falls under the theme of flower and garden.
Have some fun. That's true. I'm stepping away from St. Patty's Day now. You got me back into the flower and garden mode. But you know what? It's all part of March. And then we got Easter in there, which is also blooms and eggs and everything. So March is just a huge month to really sort of bust out your fun and colorful outfits at Walt Disney World because there's so much going on. So there you have it. Don't be afraid to style. Hope you're traveling in March as we are. And have some outfits. Have some fun. Do some different things. And you don't have to pack a lot. Just do these little accessory tips and you'll get in the Disney holiday spirit. All right. Thanks for listening. As always, follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. Visit the website to see what's new at 1923mainstreet.com and our casual clothing line. And we'll see you again next week. Have a magical day.
Bye-bye.